The Greek Coffin Mystery by Ellery Queen, narrated by Mark Peckham. Foreword. I find the task of prefacing the Greek Coffin Mystery one of especial interest, since its publication was preceded by an extraordinary reluctance on the part of Mr. Ellery Queen to permit its publication at all. Mr. Queen's readers will perhaps recall, from forewords in previous Queen novels, that it was sheerest accident which caused these authentic memoirs of Inspector Richard Queen's son to be recast in the mold of fiction and given to the public, and then only after the Queens had retired to Italy to rest, as they say, on their laurels. But after I was able to persuade my friend to permit publication of the first one, the initial Queen affair to be put between covers, things went very smoothly indeed, and we found no difficulty in cajoling this sometimes difficult young man into further fictionalizations of his adventures during his father's inspectorship in the Detective Bureau of the New York Police Department. Why, then, you ask, Mr. Queen's reluctance with regard to publication of the Calkes case history? For an interesting duality of reasons. In the first place, the Calkes case occurred early in his career, as unofficial investigator under the cloak of the inspector's authority. Ellery had not yet at that time fully crystallized his famous analytico-deductive method. In the second place, and this I am sure is the more powerful reason of the two, Mr. Ellery Queen until the very last suffered a thoroughly humiliating beating in the Calkes case. No man, however modest, and Ellery Queen, I think he will be the first to agree, is far from that, cares to flaunt his failures to the world. He was put to shame publicly, and the wound has left its mark. No, he said positively. I don't.